Okay, so welcome to start. If nothing's been Hanukkah, it's now Erev Shabbos Mevorchim Kislev. So, start with Shmaya. Okay, we all know that we're going to discuss today. Today's show will be about where to light, which place. And there are really three ways that people light. Some people light outside. Some people light inside at the window. And some people, you don't see them, but they light in the house, not even by the window. More Hasidim, they light in the house. They have big windows, they don't use them. They light in the house by the entrance to the dining room. The purpose of the shir is not to be machria, to decide who's right and who's wrong. That's not. It's everyone will follow their own derech. It's not. I'm not going to try and say who's right and who's wrong. That's not the point. But try to understand from the sugyas and see what's it about. Okay, so we'll start off with the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Aleph from the base. The Gemara says, Ton Rabbanon. Famous Gemara. Chof Aleph from the base. Like two thirds down. Ner Chanukah. Mitzvah Lanicha Al Pesach Beisai Mi Bachutz. The mitzvah is to put it Pesach Beisoy Mi Bachutz, outside. Imaya Dar Balia, if he lives on the second floor, Manicha Bachaloin Hasmucha Lashus Arabim, put it by the window. Or Bashar Sasa Kona, where it's dangerous, Manicha Al Shulchanoi V'dayoy, put it on your own table, and that's enough. So we see that these three minhagim that people do today, they all correspond exactly to these various levels that brought down the Gemara. Right? Some people like outside, because that's what the Gemara says. Mitzvah nicha yatesa v'esami b'chutz. Some people light in the window, which is equivalent to the aliyah. And some people light on the shulchan in the house. So don't even put it by the window. Okay. So let's try and understand what's at stake. So our first point we want to find out: what happens if you do things wrong? Okay, din of the Gemara. When you're supposed to light outside, what happens if you lit inside? What will be? In other words, we make a hachira. Is lighting outside a lechatchila, or it's ma'akev b'di'evet? Is it the mitzvah you have to light near his Hanukkah? In the house, out the house. There's a tesefes, there's a hidur. El chatchila, to light the outside, to make persumenes. But if you lit inside, so okay, you didn't fulfill the chatchila. It's still kosher. Or is it you have to light outside? If you light inside, you're not yotzei mitzvah. Is lighting outside, is that just din lechatchila? You can relight wherever you want. The lechatchila increased the persumanes by lighting outside. If you lit inside, you didn't gain the full persumanes, but you still fulfilled your mitzvah. Or is it black and white? You got to light outside. If you lit inside, you're not yotzei. We can speak out this hakir even stronger. But we do find Shasta Zakona, you light on your table. So therefore we'll ask, is the head of Shasta Zakona, are we just falling out back on the Bedi'eved? The Shasta Zakona is not a new situation. Just the Lechatchila you're supposed to light outside. It's just the Lechatchila. So when it's Shasta Zakona, you can't do the Lechatchila. You fall back on second rate, second level, which is in the house. Or, no, it's Ma'akev. You can't light inside. What about Shasta Zakona? It's a new Takona. It's a special Takona of Shasta Zakona. You have a special Hetah. That you can light Shasta Zakona. Normally speaking, when it's not Shasta Zakona, it's Ma'akev. You have to light outside. The Shasta Zakona is a special Takona of you can light inside. But when it's not a Shasta Zakona, you can't. This is the question we're asking. Again, so just in a nutshell, is that if you're supposed to be lighting outside and you light inside, are you Yotze or you're not Yotze? Could we fall back and say, oh, I'm not worse off than Shasta Zakona, so I'm Yotze Bedi'eved? Or no, you're not Yotze. Shasta Zakona is a different heter, a special, a unique heter. So let's see in the sugars, what can we find? L'maisit mefurish Gemara. It will turn to Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. Six lines from the bottom. Mefurish Gemara. What? By the way, when we ask, what do you think? What do you think? It's ma'akev or not ma'akev? It's not ma'akev. What do you say, Mordechai? Huh? Okay, so let's see. Okay. Oh, so let's see the Gemara. Toshma. Doma Rava. Here with six lines at the bottom, Chav Beis Amud Beis. Hidliko Befnim. Voitzio. He lit inside. Took it out. Roy Osso Klum. Nothing. Now, the Gemara over here is discussing a question. Ibad Loka is a mitzvah. Or anocha is the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah just to light the candle? Or the mitzvah is to put it down? Nafkamina, if the cher shait of a cotton can light the candle. If it's anocha is the mitzvah, a cotton can light the candle, just you put it down. Says the Gemara. E amras bishlema hadloka is a mitzvah. If the principle is that the hadloka, when you light it, that's the mitzvah. Oh, so I understand. Mitzvahs, the hadloka b'mkoymoy b'inon. You have to light it in the right place. Mishum ochi lo yosa klum. Fushak Mar. If you hold hadloka is a mitzvah, why lo yosa klum? Because you need hadloka b'mkoymoy. You have to light in the right place. The right place is outside. You lit inside. Lo yosa klum. That the Gemara understands. The Gemara carries on. Elo. Amrus Hanoch is the mitzvah. If the principle is the Hanocha, Amaylo Samalekru. Why not? Just put it down. Put it down in the right place. Doesn't matter where you lit it. Answer the Gemara. Hosam Nami Haroya Hu Oimer Tzorchi Uda Adlaka. Says the Gemara. According to Man Domar, Hanocha is the mitzvah. Reason why also the Klum? Because people think it's your private lantern, your torch. Because you move it around. Therefore, also very cool. So again, we're discussing if you light in the wrong place, instead of outside, you light inside. The Gemara says, you're not Yotze. If you light inside, take it outside, you're not Yotze. Says the Gemara, if you hold Hadlaka is a mitzvah, then we understand why you're not Yotze. Because Hadlaka, in Kramer, being on, you have to light in the right place, you lit inside, it's too bad. Just if you hold Anocha is a mitzvah, then the Gemara comes on to the new explanation of Haroya Oimer Tzorke Adlaka. But the Gemara says Hadlokim Koyim Abinon.
Does that mean the Malkom, the only system, or maybe it means if I'm lighting it outside and I'm moving it from point A to point B, there would also be a problem.
I know the person say that's not, that holds not. It says lock it in koyma. It doesn't sound like, because you're moving it. It's in the wrong place. Had lock him in koyma ba'inon. He already lit it. Okay. Well, maybe right. Okay. Now, how do we pass him? Hadlaka is a mitzvah, anocha is a mitzvah. You know, in Shulchan Aruch we paskan. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. So therefore, it goes to reason. That means that if we paskan hadlaka is a mitzvah, which means the Gemara says that hadlaka and koyim being on, we don't need to come onto the teretz of haroy oimen l'tzorkei hadlaka. So the chora based on this Gemara, it seems to be it's ma'akev. Seems to be hadlaka is a mitzvah. If you write inside, we're supposed to write outside. Hadlaka b'mkayim b'inon. Lichura at this stage of the game, it seems to be it's me'akev, mefurash gemara. But in Shulchan Aruch we find something very strange. In Shulchan Aruch, on the spot. In Tofresh Ein Hasty Falaf, Shulchan Aruch starts off and says, Hadlaka is a mitzvah. That's how he starts off. He passes on Loka is a mitzvah. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, if you light inside and take it outside, it's possible because I roya oimer a tzorchu dadlaka. Because I roya, the roya oimer a tzorchu dadlaka. Because the onlooker thinks that you lit it for yourself, not for the mitzvah. Ask all the mafroshim. Ask why? Why saying that? Since you just said you hold that lakos the mitzvah, then we don't need the teretz of a haroy oimer. That's stated for the other man d'omar. Zok the Bach and the Taz both say hold the Shulchan Aruch. Then once we gave the teretz of haroy oimer, we fall back on that. We don't need the first side of hadlakos of hadlakim and koyim abinon. It was only a havamina, because the Gemara had no choice. It didn't understand why not yotzer. So the Gemara thought hadlakim and koyim abinon. But once indeed we have the maskana of haroya oimer, then even mandam hadlakis the mitzvah is possible because of haroya oimer, but not because hadlakim and koyim abinon. That's how the Shach and the Taz learn, not Shach, the Taz and the Bach. Okay. So it seems that apparently it seems to be alright. But the Rambam in Perek Dal Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Tes, Rambam says differently. The Rambam says Hidliku mibifnim Voitzio Doluk V'nicho Al Pesah Beisoy. The Rambam just says you didn't write in the right place. If you hold in there in your hand in the right place, if you hold it, then haroy oimer the tzorkei oimet. We see the Rambam doesn't learn like the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam learns the Gemara kepshutay. You're not yotzei because you need to write it right in the right place. In the Rambam we see it's ma'akev. Zokta Ritva over here, what does it mean lo yasav lo'i klum? It says lo yasav lo'i klum. It says why is it go misha sakona? This guy lit in the house, okay, he's supposed to let outside, so why is it worse than sha sakona? Says it for the osa klum for the din presumeness of the rabbi in osa klum, be still yaitzer your mitzvah of the tachabais. what just happened. In Rambam it's mashma, in Rambam's mu, that it's ma'akev. If you light inside in the wrong place, you're not yotzer. He stays with the Pashas of the Gemara. He didn't light in the right place. Not because of Roya Oimer. In Ritva Mefurash, why would not be yotzer? I'm a worst of the Shas of Sakona. I light inside. He explains the Gemara, I wasn't yotzer my mitzvah of Pirsum and Esther's Rabbim. But Avad was yotzer my mitzvah. In Shulchan Aruch we see that I am yotzer. Yeah. Outside, right? What about Shas Takana? No, Shas Takana is a different heta. It's a special, unique Takana. Yeah.
How do you explain the word Basakum as only referring to one aspect of it?
Okay.
Pretty strong language.
Yeah, it's a doichak of the Ritva. Okay. Let's find another makor. Let's go back to Chof Aleph from the base. And the Gemara brings roughly 10 lines in the top. That mitzvosa mishetishko achamo achetichle regel minashuk. The mitzvah zadloka is from tishko achamo till tichle regel. Understand the more, my love, the kofso hodor madliklo, does not mean to say, what's special about this time span? Does not mean to say when it goes out, you have to relight it. Because we want to know, diloy adlik madlik. So that's the Gemara, it means this time span is said Chofala from this. It said if you didn't light yet, you can still light. After the time passes, it's passed. But till this time you can still light. Achatichle regem nashuk. Inami vishiura. We're discussing how much oil to put in. Enough oil to put in that will last. Okay. Now, what happens if the time has passed? Diloy adlik madlik. What happens if I pass the tichle regel minashuk? What do I do now? Do I still light or I don't light? So, face first on the spot. Diloy adlik madlik. No, you wouldn't light. But he brings the Ripara says you should still light. Why? Because we have two Durotim in the Gemara. According to the first territory of the Gemara of the Loy Adlik Madlik, you know what? You wouldn't have to light anymore. Once the time has passed, it's gone. We have a second territory of Lishura. So for the second territory, we still light Nisofik. Or the Ripara says that now we madlikim ibefnim. Today's we light inside the house because it's Shas Sakona. So we don't care about Shas Rabbim anymore. In the time of the Gemara when you're lighting outside, and Achinami, Iloy Adlik, Madlik. You can't, once the time has passed, it's too late. Because we're lighting in our house for our families, so we have different time schedules. So the reverse, again, according to the Tosfos, Lemaisi would relight, but why? Either Misofek, Misofek in the Gemara, or because we're different, we light inside. Or in Rambam, we see. So the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Hey, Oval Zman Ze Eino Madlik. Says the Rambam, gone. Eino Madlik. But the Ritva says. Of us as man, so light in the house. Have Shas Sakona. If you miss the time, you have Shas Sakona. What are we seeing? Again, Rambam and it follows Shitasam. The Rambam learned the Gemara Kapshutai. Offer that's not finished. Bye bye. Nigmar. Mitzvah says, why? What do you mean? I still have my house. Why am I worse than Shas Zakonah? It's Mamash, Rambam, Shitosa. Rambam learns that you have to write in the right place. If you write in the wrong place, the wrong time, finished. You don't switch. You can't fall back in Shas Zakonah. See, if you want the normal people in the street, you're finished. You can't write in the house. Mitzvah says, of course you do. Because why worse than the Shas Zakonah? Because the Rambam learns Ma'akev. You have to write in the outside. So Mitzvah learns Din L'chatchila, like Shas Zakonah. So you can always fall back. The Chatchila is right outside. You can't write inside. How does Tosfos learn? Tosfos says you do rewrite. You would like. Because you don't like the Rambam, you don't like the Ritvah. Huh? How does Tosfos learn? How do you learn the Gemara? Does he learn the Gemara Rambam Dik or Tosfos or Ritvah Dik? Yeah? I would argue with you. No, he learns at the Rambam. Dina the Gemara at the Rambam. We do it differently because we light inside. We do Shas Zakonah. But Dina the Gemara is light only outside. You wouldn't light inside. But the Gemara says in Dina the Gemara is light inside. Okay, one more right. Okay. Time of Tosfos. Yeah. Okay. Now, one more raya, okay? The Gemara discusses what happens if I have only have money to buy either the Hanukkah candle or the Shabbos candle. Says the Gemara Daf of Dalet of Gibel perhaps. Pshitali. Ner Beisai and Kiddush Hayom and Ner Shabbos, Ner Beisai, Ner Shabbos. What do I spend my money on? On Shabbos. Why? So on Beis. So if I have a choice, I only have money for one candle, and I can either buy a Hanukkah candle or buy Shabbos candle. I will choose the Shabbos candle because Shlom Beisai Yotif. Frek the Rashbo. Doesn't understand. Oh. Let me be more precise. There's a machlokes on Chof Alef whether you're allowed to have benefit from the candle or not. Mutar l'shtamesh d'ora or not. Different amaroi. Says the Rashbi has a raya from that Gemara that's also l'shtamesh d'ora. Because ask the Rashbi, I don't understand. What's the problem? Buy one candle, put it on your table. You'll be yoytzi your Shabbos candle and yoytzi your Hanukkah candle. Like Shas HaSakonah. Why not? Put it on your table. Your service is a Shabbos candle and your service is your Hanukkah candle. Gevaldik. It's like Shas HaSakonah. You put it on your table. But the Rashba must be Ripaskan. It's also Yishtamash Loira. Therefore, I can't do that. That candle cannot serve Shabbos and Hanukkah because there's a stira. Shabbos candle is for me to use. The Hanukkah candle is also to use. I can't do both. What do you see from the Rashba? He was asking to move the Hanukkah candle from outside to inside. How can you do that? It's not really Shas HaZakon, is it? You put the onus. If Shas HaZakon is a special takona, you can't just play games. One guy, you know, just the guy, his name, everyone else lighting outside, and it's Makir, and you have one guy, he's the money, so he has Shas HaZakon.
Why would
it
assume that
the
takona is not specifically the takona versus other kinds of money?
Because if it's a completely new takona, so it must be that. Yeah, there's criteria for it. Criteria is it's a pikuach nefesh, whatever. You can't If it's a brand new takana, you can't use it whenever you feel like it. If it's just the b'diavad, it's always there. It's just a fallback. We fall back on the b'diavad instead of the chatchila. Fine. It's very flexible. I understand. But if it's a whole new thing, a whole new ball game, you can't just pull it out of your pocket whenever you want to.
I understand that there's a general rule, but the state of the Shas Takana was specifically carved out separate from other anos. I don't see why. Where would you know that that's true? How would you know that Shas Takana is the precise nature of the Takana as opposed to anos? Anos Taver. The other way is the Taver, right? Anos is anos.
It's so subjective. It wouldn't make sense to have two separate mitzvahs happening. Just because you got stuck, it's a different mitzvah.
The same thing is true all across the world. You know that some places have a sukkah, some places don't.
If a shas takon is just fall back on the b'diavad, it's fine. If it's a brand new takon, yesh ma'ayin. That's already it's very doichak. Okay. So these are various. We've seen various sources whether it's ma'akev or not ma'akev. Now. Okay, so according to Rambam, apparently it is ma'akev. The other Rishonim is not ma'akev. So back to us. You know, we saw this various opinions. If you light in the wrong place, how bad are you doing? So according to Rambam, Inachinami, you missed the mitzvah. According to other Rishonim, b'di'evet, you can still fulfill Shas HaSakon. Okay, let's now see the reasons why not to light outside. So let's ask ourselves, we saw dinner the Gemara to light outside. Why not light outside? Why doesn't everyone do it? Are there any downsides to lighting outside? Well, the most mafurish source I found is the Ritvo. Ritvo and Daf Chav Gimel says, we have many people who live in a chotzer shouldn't light outside because you can't see. There's too many people there. It says near Yosha Beisai, has to be close to the home. One or two people say that you have a big apartment building, and if it's so many people lighting outside, so you lose the connection to the people. So that's what it was, says you shouldn't. In such a case, you should light inside. Okay, that's one source. Yeah, it's too many people there. But Moshe Sternbuch, in the Moedim Zmanim, he comes up with, wants to explain why is the people. I mean, the assumption is today is not dangerous. So the assumption is that today is not a sakon. Right? People can lie outside, people live a Jewish life. Right? There's a few Jews in New York, there's a minion there. They say that. Do pretty well. So what's Pakab Chah? Why don't we fall back and go to the proper din, the din of the Gemara? He wants us to suggest that this is based on Yerushalmi, that we have in Shviz, we tell Ashirim to do Melacha. In certain cases, we tell Ashirim to do Melacha, because if they don't do the Melacha, Anim won't do either, and then it'll be dangerous for the Anim. To make everyone do the preparations, to make sure there'll be food to eat on the Shminis, so therefore we tell Ashirim also to do it. But if you don't do it, it will affect other people. We have a similar idea by Tkiya Shofar. The Shulchan Aruch and Tafkuf Peiches says that Zman Tkiya Shofar is from the morning, from Netzach Amo, says the Mishnah Berurah. But in Maaseh we only do Tkiyas when Musafim, the Musaf. Why? Because there was a Gzera in the Gemara that they shouldn't blow the Shofar, and they were waiting for 6 hours. The goyim were waiting, and they blew they only blew in most of time, and therefore even though now there's no more sakana, but came that they left it as a change, because shema yachzor dover lekilkulay, things might be dangerous again, so they left it that way. So he wants to claim that same type of idea, that since it could get dangerous, true that, you know, the goyim was still lighting outside, the Jews are trying to take over the streets, So if we could be in your town, your city, it could be done, but we'll let everyone right outside. There will be places, will be dangerous, and therefore we make they will battle the whole thing. Yeah, right. Shemiyach lo avol kulay. So he says, in Tof Reish Chof Aleph, there was a plague in Vilna. There's a cholera. What plague is that? Cholera? A plague. Cholera? And the doctor said it's dangerous to fast. Whoever has this plague disease, it's dangerous for him to fast. Rabbi Saul Salanter paskens that everyone should eat, no one should fast in Yom Kippur. Why? Because if we're going to tell people to fast, there'll be many people who are not supposed to fast, and they will fast. Because people who have the plague, they won't realize, they won't appreciate, I'm not going to fast. So therefore, since it was dangerous, it made everyone eat. To make sure those people who it's also them to fast, they shouldn't fast. And the Beis Din of Vilna made them were very upset, and they published a cold courier that not to do that. And every case itself, every person should come and ask the doctor whether he can fast or not. Can't make a blanket heter for everyone. What's the Sayyidina Machlekes? Rabbi Swal felt that we have to, since there are people who will not who will do wrong by fasting, so to prevent those people from dying, we're going to tell everyone to break the law, to eat on Yom Kippur, to save those people. So, and the Beis Din of Vilna felt it felt no. When it comes to Kores, can't play games. That doesn't justify telling people to eat in Yom Kippur, because maybe there will be people who will maybe die. That doesn't justify it. There's no chayil b'fonein. So the same idea over here. So they made a general. Since there was sakana, and it could still be a sakana in certain places, so therefore they're about to the whole thing. And even places where it's not dangerous, they don't light outside, because if people light outside, then other people light outside and affect people who will be dangerous for them. But it's an interesting idea. See, he has a very interesting note that we see there's an idea when a rab gives a psak, he has to take into account not just the individuals asking the question, the ramifications. And sometimes the Rav, that for that individual, will say Osir, well, it's not really Osir, because it's going to affect other people. And sometimes the Rav will say Mutar, well, it's not really Mutar, but it's going to affect other people. So he says, fascinating. Because that's why I'm Rabbi Yisrael. So I was telling people, you should eat in Yom Kippur. You shouldn't really be eating. But since it's going to affect other people, he had to change the psak. That's an eye opener. That's what Moshe writes. Moshe Sternbruch. Okay. There was an Av based in Tel Aviv called the Dvar Yeshua. His name was Rabbi Shua Menachem Ehrenberg. And he had a sefer called Dvar Yeshua, which became very famous. You'll soon see why it's famous. I never heard of it, but it's very famous. Because he wrote a tshuva. And this is how he starts with his tshuva. I'm tamea. I see people, I go up to Yerushalayim, and I see people lighting outside. I don't understand where they're coming from. Not only, he says, is it mutar to light inside, elo mechuyavim bekach. V'im hidlik bachutz, lo yosar katakon hachachomim, v'lo yosar v'lo klum. Says, if you light outside, it's against Chachom. What is source? The Gemara in Ksubas says that the psula supposed to get married on a Wednesday. So if the chosen discovers that she wasn't a psula, he goes to Beis Din on Thursday. But it says misakona ve'ilach nogu liso. B'yom Shlishi. From Sakana onwards, they took Tuesday. I asked the Gemara, what Sakana are we talking about? Here it's a Sakana of that you could be killed. If you get married on Wednesday, you get killed. Then what does it mean? Nogu. Why? What do you mean it's a min hak to get married on Tuesday? They have to. You have to get married. The niakri, it's uproot the takon of Wednesday, says Rashi. If it's takonas nafashas, you have to uproot the takon and make a new takon. Again, it's mashu from the Gemara that the takon is to get married on Wednesday. There's a minhag from the takon always to get married on Tuesday. Ask the Gemara, if it's a takonas nafashas, then they have to uproot the Wednesday, have to take it away and make a different day. Therefore says the Dvar Yeshua, since there's a takana to light outside, we see from that Rashi, you have to uproot it. You have to uproot, make a new takana. So therefore, once the din takana, they took away the din of lighting outside. So therefore, if you light outside, also like klum. It's against takana's chazal. That's what he says. Rabbi Yisai, how is he famous? Because this tshuva, as the Megillah of Eliashiv, respond to him. That's why he's so famous, because you find that in tshuvas, Kovis tshuvas, he brings the tshuva down, and he obviously does not agree. But we'll get there. We'll get to Rabbi Yosef's response. Okay, another very important reason why not to light outside is Shittas HaChazonish. Rabbi Chaim Kineski in the Sefer Shoyin HaAlochas brings over here, in Tov Rishayin Aleph, the Chazonish, who says, the Din Chotzer in Chazal is a place where people have do many tashmishim. It serves the house. They would bake in the Chotzer, they would eat there, they lay their peiros to dry, they grind there, they would even sleep there sometimes. Therefore, that's cool. That's the Chotzer of Chazal. That Chotzer, that you light your candle, you can light your menorah in front of the part of your house. Our chatzeros are like avir, therefore we don't have a chatzer, so we can't light in the streets. Shitas haChazonish, because Acha says don't, it's just a passageway. Yeah, but we look at Tosfos. It means the chatzer. Good point. Chatzer part is part of the bais. So, therefore, going to the Chazonish, it has nafkaminas. Rav Chazonish writes other places in Chos Mezuzo, in Hilchos Eruvin, where you have the Hetz of Alechi. It's a big nafkaminas. The Chazonish said our Chotzer doesn't have it in the Chotzer. That we don't have a Mobi today. So, going to the Chazonish, you cannot light outside, because it's not the right place to light. Rav Yoshev does not agree. Riskarov does not agree. They hold it doesn't matter. Our chot is still a chot. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be rope tashmishin. That's another reason why not to light outside. As we said before, Rav Yoshev in Kovis Tshuvas, in Chelek Aleph, see, it's very, very amusing. He writes, now he received the sefer at Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua sent it to him. Rav Yoshev was also in the Beit Din, and so he sent another sefer. He says, "Look, I said Rav Yoshev writes this. I saw the headline of the tshuva. It says, 'Boyavur tzidkas min agenu, how right we are that we light inside, even though there's no sakon.'" Says Rav Yoshev, I thought to myself, "Okay, here's a youth from the Golos. They're so used to their old ways, and it's hard for them to change. Okay." But then I saw that you say that if you light outside, you know, Yetzir B'chlal, the Osama Klum. This I have to read. Amarati Asur no Be'er Samar Azeh. I want to see this. I'm going to see this. And he's because the whole tshuva says you're not right, and your comparison to the Gemara Subas. There was a special akana for Wednesday. If Wednesday falls away, you've taken the whole akana away. So you have to make a new akana. But by us, by Hanukkah, there's sakana to light candles. There's a prat to light in the outside. Even if you lose the outside, the sakana, there's no need to make a new sakana. Because the Vayishu claims that once there's the sakana not to light outside, you have to uproot that and take it away and make a new thing right inside. There's a new. So Rosh Hashanah, no comparison from Tzuvas. And he says, and Rosh says, who do you think the Shulchan Aruch was written for? The Shulchan Aruch brings the light to Pesach Beisai. according to you, uprooted. Who is the Shulchan Aruch written for? The Shulchan Aruch brings it down, the Rambam brings it down. The Yoshev is very unhappy what he says. He finished up the tshuva, he says to him, he writes, Chazal say, Kashem she mitzvah loy madova anishma, you should refrain from saying things which are not going to be heard. But I still wrote it to you because maybe this year you'll rethink about it. Maybe you'll think to decide to do it to the mitzvah ketikuna, I light outside. Okay, that's.
So Yoshev
lived
outside?
Oh, yeah. Rav Yoshev, he was very strong. Shidus Rav Yoshev, that it's dinner the Gemara, there's no sakana anymore. It's dinner the Gemara to light outside. And it's more important than any hidur. For example, Rav Yoshev, this is Shvus Yitzchak, his Talmud writes in his name, that if a person has a shayla to light inside with olive oil or outside with candles, go outside with candles. If a person can light inside the Moisef Oilech or light outside one candle, go outside one candle. If a person is a choyle, can't go outside and he can only light inside, send the shliach. Because the Yoshev holds dinner tomorrow, light outside. You have no business to light inside. And his grandson told me that he would ask every year, what's the matter? He wants to make a ma'apecha. He wants everyone to light outside dinner tomorrow. He felt this. It's just people are keeping old minhagim and it's not right. Things have changed. And he would ask, what's the matter this year? What's happening? So he made many people outside because of Rav Yoshev's influence. People outside. Now, I would say that Ad Kan, we spoke about lighting, whether you yotze your mitzvah inside or outside, that's people lighting in the house. But if you light in the window, you're much better off. Because window is not the head of Shas HaSakon. Window might have Pirsum Inus as Rishus HaRabim. I'm saying, even if your dinner is light outside, you're doing window, that I would find hard to believe that you're not yotze. Because window you are getting, maybe it's not a chatchila. Rav Yoshua is not a chatchila. You're supposed to have dinner right outside. Okay, so we've seen the various shittas lighting outside dinner the Gemara. Extreme shittas saying don't do it outside. It's the Ritz Vos says if it's a big apartment building. We saw Rosh Hashanah said maybe there's a gzeira. Another reason. Okay, fine. Now, why are people lighting inside the house? That's a pella. Why do some Hasidim, they light inside the house? That's a pella. They don't do outside, don't even do window. They completely do not do persumenis. That's mamash and rapsini, that's a pella. What are they trying to gain? They want the mezuzah. They light inside the house by the Pesach. It's a pella. The Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says that the person lives in the Lir, she uses it right by the window. That's mamash and pella.
So they do it inside the mezuzah?
Yeah. Without any window, no persumenes in the street. That is a tough one to explain. Rav Vosna says, he's asked this question and he says, look, why do we light in a shul? Where does it come from, this minhag to light in a shul? The Rav Vosna says that because the Shas Zakon and everyone was lighting inside, there's no more Pirsum Nes to the Rabbim. Therefore they made Hadlok and the Beis Knesses to be as Pirsum Nes for the Rabbim. That's the reason we light in the Shul, to compensate for the fact that we light inside the house, there's no Pirsum Nes. To compensate for that, we light in the Shul, it's a public area. Therefore says Rav Vosna, maybe it's a limud zchus for these Chassidim that since we light in shuls, we have a Pirsum Nes, there's no need to light outside. So at least it's a limud zchus. It says windows, many times more than 20 amos high. Okay, so that's basically it. So we saw the three shittas again. I'm not being machri, everyone has to follow his derech. They're all kosher v'yosher. That includes everyone. Everyone has definitely a milis meich. and lighting outside, right by a window, or right in the house. So all kosher v'yosher chas v'sholem. But we just learned, so we see that it's not so simple. So ma'isa, lighting outside, it's against the chazunish. Right inside, it depends. Unless you have a mamash, if your house goes straight in the street, right inside, this is intended the Gemara. Hakumza v'yosher, that's the halacha. So, I once asked for Reuben from Orach Shabbos. I once asked him, should I have two candles, two places, inside and outside? He said he also had the shari. He asked for Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said it's wrong. There's no such thing as lighting. You don't light two places. End of Arkasa. He went to ask for Shlomo Zalman. I asked for Reuben from Haunov, Orach Shabbos, and he told me he asked the shari to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Whether we should be machmir right in two places, right in the house, and by the window, and right in the streets. Have two menorahs. Why do we hurt all the shooters? Shlomo Zalman says, it's not right.
Why?
Because the mitzvah is the right one, and the bar is like two. It's like it's crooked.
So, no, you don't. Oh,
the Gemara says there's a chashat. So that's something else. It's in the Gemara. I'm sure you will find people do that in two places, but that's the Shlomo Zalman. It's not the right thing to do. Right. Good. Now we have. Okay. Okay. Shkoyach. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Michael.